Welcome back to Vox Voice. I am your host, Dominique Hodge, the multimedia editor at Vox Magazine. And on this episode, we have Vahap Ulker, owner of the Turkish food truck Data Donair. Facebook reviews have coined Data Donair all elusive and rumored to be popping up everywhere. Vahap joins us today to talk about how he learned to make donair and run a food truck with his wife, Açin, plus the community of Turkish food lovers they've created with multimedia reporter Olivia Maye joining him. Here's Olivia and Vahap.
Could you walk me through, like, the night before you guys sell your food somewhere?
We take the day before we get our chicken. We prepare the sliced chicken and then prepare the whey because it needs to be kind of, you know, thin. You have to slice it a little bit. And then you put into the marination. And when I say that you need to prepare the chicken, you slice it, all that, but it's when you say it, it's a couple of seconds. When you do the last of chicken, it takes a couple of hours.
The meat on the spits look giant, like, yes, it's a meat tower.
Exactly. That's why when I say it, it sounds pretty, you know, okay. It's just very quick and very easy, but it's not. And then after that, when the chicken is ready, then you do the marination, and then we put it in the refrigerator for, you know, overnight, I would say, for the marination, you know, to get, you know, really, marination really goes into the chicken, you know, because of the taste-wise, all that. Next day, before we sell, and then I get the chicken, and then the stacking up part comes up, you know, in an order, in a nice shape, because it's important when you think that, oh, it's just chicken, you just put them on top of each other, but it's not. It really affects even its taste, because the way it cooks, if you have so much, if it's not straight surface, if it's not, you know, if you put the one size of chicken is like shorter than it from the top, there are some gaps in between. When you cook it, it's not going to cook evenly. Some part can be still uncooked or overcooked. You have to make sure it's chicken. You have to make sure it's cooked very, you know, well.
And when you serve the chicken, can't you only serve like a few inches at a time because it only cooks a few inches at a time, or is it cooked fully?
Actually, that's right. Now we kind of manipulate that part because we are working in the food truck and it's pretty small, and you cannot believe how much it can make it that food truck hot because of that vertical broiler. It makes it so hot. Now what we do before we start the serving, we cook before and then put it in our warmers, and then we start to serve. Hopefully in the future, that's my dream, actually. That's my goal, to cook like that, you know, just as you serve, as you cook, you serve. But hopefully that will be, I'm hoping, in a restaurant.
And what do you serve with the donair?
We have options, like we have as a sandwich with a pita bread, and then all of them comes with the, you know, tomato, lettuce, onion, red cabbage, and then with our sauce, homemade sauce. We have a very famous three different sauce. Our main thing in our sauce is actually yogurt. We use, and in Turkish culture, we use lots of yogurt, by the way. We do have we have three kind of, you know, three different sauce, and it's one of them is white sauce, which is the most famous one. Basically, it's yogurt, and then it has other spices, a little bit mayo. And then we have curry sauce. Basically, it's again similar to the, you know, white sauce, but it has curry extra. So, and then spicy one, again, mostly it has yogurt, some red peppers, and then with some mayo, but this one has ketchup as well, a little bit, yeah.
Has the community been very, like, receptive to your food truck and food?
When we were first really start, my son, at the time, I believe he was 3 or 4 months old. And every time we go out, he's always with us. And people really see our son, our baby, to grow up, you know, because each time they say, oh, he really grew up. I said, yeah, he's walking now, all that. You know, this is kind of really more than a business, which is what I really like. It's more than sharing the, you know, moments. It becomes like a part of family, actually, really, because that's what you're sharing little things, because each time when you see them, you see them. Sometimes you talk about little things about personal life, and then next time I see them, oh, what happened in that thing? You know, we talk about it, you know, and then that's what we are. You know, we are all about emotions, right? The sharing things, you know. Once the more you share your feelings, your life, the more you get, you know, you become close.
Yeah, and it sounds like your wife is very supportive of you too in this whole endeavor. Oh,
without her, I could not do this at all, because she's the one really, not just physically, not just labor part, but mentally. She's the one really pushing me. She's the one really make things easier. So that's why without her, I cannot do this at all. And I really thank to everyone support us and everyone for the future customers, even I would say, because as I said, we are very new, not, you know, many people know about us. So, yeah, and I have to thank you for giving me chance for this interview.
Yeah, I'm so excited for your 1 year anniversary in May. And I just love how much you base your food truck around the community's response.
As I said, I don't want this thing to happen just, you know, about business, about money or nothing. It's just I want this thing to be something more than that. Just to give people have, you know, give people some good memories at the same time, you know, not just sharing something with the people, because this, if you have some good food or some anything, doesn't have to be food. If you always wanted to tell people you love, right? You want them to share, get the same feeling, because you become, you know, you're happy with that experience. Now you want to share that to make people you love.
Was cooking a big part of your life? Was food a big part of your life during like family gatherings and stuff?
Breakfast and lunch, kind of, not big deal, but dinner usually. Mm-hmm. And all family gets together. And then my mom, she was the one really cooking all that work, you know, all doing all the work. So for cooking-wise, I love cooking. Everything, you know, like, it's kind of relaxing time for me.
It is for many people. I feel like it's a way to organize and meditate.
Exactly. So that's why every time we were having dinner together is like at the dinner table, you talk about your day and then enjoying the moment. And we do take our time. And that's why I think that is part of me. And that's another thing, actually. That's why I wanted to really start this business too. Because here, especially in the United States, as I said, everything just happens so fast. You know, we just basically focus on our either studies, work, whatever you do, and then we just eat so fast. It's not really that important. Just go grab something and then do your work. But what are the things we really enjoy in this life? And they actually, food is one of them. You should take your time and then really enjoy those moments. There are few things in this life we really enjoy.
And you're sharing that experience of eating the food with other people.
Yes.
And like building kind of a sense of community.
No, exactly. Actually, one thing I really like about so far we started, I love that when I see people are coming to the food truck and then we start to recognize each other, and then people kind of get to know each other while they are waiting for their food, you know? And then some little conversation, little jokes just makes your day. Then you really not just... It's not just the food, actually. It's about actually what we really, environment. Because it's really important, the taste of fruit, either apple, orange, it's when you always, I hear from any age, actually, almost now, they say that, oh, I used to have this when I was little, this fruits were taste so good, you know? Yes, probably the fruit was better too, but the special, the environment, your, you know, the people who shared, you know, those food, you know,
food
those
has
meal.
Feeling connected with
exactly
it.
Exactly those, especially some of the this is important, sometimes you get some kind of, you know, the smell, it takes you to memories. So I know those are look something, you know, oh, it's just food, just simple things, but actually it's not. Those actually little things really plays important role on your life, to, you know, how you feel. What we're cooking döner is kind of not really you do cook at home. I do it right now with my wife, and then I have little son, and then he's always around us. I feel like we are creating memories. Each time when I look at it, It's not, and by the way, it's not easy because especially working full time at university, and then this is on the site now. So this is hard, and then but I know that every time we prepare things, and then all the we talk about, oh, how are we gonna take care of this? There is not enough time, all that. But at the same time, I know that those are the memories in the future. I'm gonna look back, and then I said, oh my gosh, it was a great time.
Yeah, great. Cooking food is universal. I remember cooking food with my dad. We're Cajun, so we cook a lot of jambalaya and gumbo, like those types of dishes. And I have so many memories attached to those dishes.
I can feel the happiness from your voice.
I can feel the happiness from yours.
Yeah.
And would you call your food truck kind of like a passion project then?
Yes, definitely you can call that passion. So I'm working on this project actually since 2016. And I just focus on this one. I said, okay, I'm not a professional cook, but I guess I can learn one thing really good and then work on that. So that's how it really started. Then I got actually work with the people. They are really expert on this. And then I work for free with them whenever I go back to my country, visit Turkey. And then again, I went there. If I went there for 1 month or, 3 weeks, I always work, 2 weeks, I was just working in this.
Chefs would teach you how to make doner?
Yes. Friends with the connections.
You kind of took on an apprenticeship?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
How was the process learning it? Was it intense?
Yes, of course it is intense because this, as I said, this is not like doner. You don't find that people cook at the home because, as I said, you need to have this vertical broiler, like special, more special equipment. So you don't really cook it at home. And then the way they cut things, the spices, the marination, all that, it's, of course, you need to have some, experience. It really helped me a lot because I knew that here is my philosophy. If you're going to do anything in this life, any business, any project, whatever, first, you need to count on yourself because you know that always things can go wrong and people can change their mind. Anything can happen anytime. If I am by myself, can I do this? Am I capable of doing this? And that's really I focused on and then trying to educate myself on that side. And then it was a challenge for me. First, actually, at the beginning, I just attended in Louisville. This happened in Louisville. I attended some festivals without food truck. You just basically set up the tent, all that from the festival. And then I get a great feedback. I said, okay, I am ready for food truck. Now I am on that step. And at that moment, at this moment, I said, okay, what is next? Next step will be hopefully restaurant. Now I'm in that position right now to see that, to see the reaction and the people, what they say. And then my next step, which is from now, I have a feeling I think I'm getting ready for it. So hopefully future will be the, restaurant.
That was Vahap Olker and Olivia Maye on this episode of Vox Voice. Be sure to keep tuning in to Vox Voice for more perspectives from your Columbia community. I'm Dominique Hodge.